Well, within the week, the big guy in the Santa suit will have visited boys and girls around the world. Every kid and kid at heart will be hoping for more than a lump or two of coal. Of course, that depends on if they have been good throughout the year, although it's probably all right if they have been a little naughty now and then. I think Santa might be a pretty fair and lenient soul. It's really heartwarming to see communities come together in the spirit of the season to provide for the less fortunate so that they can experience a little joy in their lives, too. I am referring to Moose Jaw and the Christmas gift store the Salvation Army opened up. Santa's elves sure have been busy making sure that everyone has a little something under the tree. When I was out shopping recently, it wasn't hard to notice the Salvation Army kettles around town. It seems to me that there was a lot of generosity going around. There were a lot of bills, $20s and such in the kettle where I was. More bills than I seem to have noticed over the years. However, no matter what the donation is, every little bit helps. It's interesting to see individuals who are better off sometimes give stingily, whereas others with not great means seem to give in the spirit of generosity. I guess all a person can do is their best in living and giving. Although I wasn't privy to the tone used in the city council budget talks when two councillors were debating an issue, I would just like to say that I think that debating is healthy in any organization. To engage in conversation whether individuals agree or not, shows a willingness to bring questions and solutions to the table. I believe information is key in any circumstance, so the more debate on an issue, the better. A study has shown that hearing an opposing viewpoint causes no real harm. An article, Incorporating Objections and Opposing Views, found at https://quillbot.com/courses/introduction-to-college-level-writing/chapter/incorporating-objections-and-opposing-views/says. An argument must, by definition, take a stance on an issue and provide evidence for a particular conclusion. However, the views and opinions expressed in this article are those of the author, and do not necessarily reflect the position of this publication. However, individuals may neglect the next step, which is just as important, discussing opposing viewpoints and providing counterarguments. When we're passionate about a topic, emotions can sometimes cloud our rationality. We tend to have disdain for opposing arguments and aren't open to even hearing what those on the other side have to say. You need to move yourself out of this emotional realm and back into the realm of the well-reasoned argument. The strongest arguments are those which carefully consider all perspectives in an attempt to find the most reasonable view of the issue. In my opinion, asking questions and provoking debate is a very healthy sign in any relationship and organization, but I must qualify, it should be done in a respectful and non-condescending manner. In fact, debating an issue can help solidify your argument. The views and opinions expressed in this article are those of the author, and do not necessarily reflect the position of this publication.